Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Erevin 79 talking about the connection. It was taught in a Brisa, a house that is between two chatzeros, and one house from each chatzer opens into this house. Rashi explains the notes, Rifa explains in the notes that the middle house had a roof, but no walls separating it from the two adjoining structures. So a house that is between two chatzeros and one filled it with straw, they, the residents of the two chatzeros, may make two independent eruvs, but may not make one mutual eruv since there is no connection between them. The residents of this chatzer may put straw into their basket, literally its basket, the notes explain, and feed it to their animals. And the residents of this other chatzer may put straw into their basket and feed it to their animals. If the height of the straw was reduced from 10 tzvachim, the residents of both chatzeros are prohibited from taking additional straw. Notes point out at a height of less than 10 tefachim, the haystack can no longer function as a partition between the two houses. Hence, the entire area of the three houses becomes one large chatzer, into which the residents of neither chatzer may carry ridva, explains in the notes. So the idea here to focus in on the concept here is talking about a connection. They can't make that one mutual eruv since there is no connection. If there was a connection, maybe they could have. How often do we think, do we say, I have no connection to this person. Why should I help? Why should I be involved? Why should I exert myself, exert my time, exert my resources, exert my money to help other people? I have no connection to this person. I have no connection to this yeshiva. I have no connection to this organization, to this chesed, or to this mitzvah, or to the like. We should figure out how to feel connected to all mitzvahs, to all organizations, and to all concepts as much as we can. Obviously, don't break the bank. You can't give away all of your money. You can't give away all of your time and all of your resources. But we should try as much as we can to feel connected to other people, to feel connected to other mitzvahs that might not come so easy to us. We should feel connected to organizations, feel connected to different chassadim and different people and places to give our time and our money to. I'm very guilty of giving to certain tzedakahs because those are the ones that I feel connected to. I feel that I want to give to, especially like a local food bank or the local Hatzalah. But sometimes we should expand our horizons, expand our comfort zone to feel connected to other things. So maybe give to this place, maybe give to this place. I feel very connected to X, Y, and Z mitzvahs. Maybe I should try to feel connected to other mitzvahs as well. We should try as much as we can to be connected to one another. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, we talk about a lot. We're all connected to one another. We have to figure out how to find those connections, especially when we don't agree with other people's actions or viewpoints or politics. We have to always figure out ways to feel connected to one another, love one another deep down, even if we don't agree with actions or viewpoints, still fundamentally feel connected to other people and love other people with ahavat chinam, free, baseless love, and feel connected to other mitzvahs that might not be so simple or so easy for us. Try to exert ourselves to do so. Feel connected to organizations that might not come so easy to us. We might not understand it. We might not have a connection to it in general, but we should try our best to feel connected to mitzvahs, to people, to chassadim as much as we can every single day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 80 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.